Hello, hello, hello.
Ooh, oh, yay. It is. Perfect.
Okay.
Hello. Welcome to our podcast.
Hello.
Welcome to our podcast. This is a great time.
This is a podcast.
This is a podcast.
Welcome.
Welcome. Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I honestly missed you so much. I missed this so much.
I know. I was so busy that I was just kind of like, I didn't remember that we had the podcast. Like, I felt like I wasn't missing it. And then when everything kind of calmed down, I was like, wait, I get to record the podcast tonight. I'm so excited.
That's how I felt too. Like, I didn't think about it in the moment. And then I had this, excitement, second for myself when I thought about it yesterday. I was like, oh my gosh, I get to talk to Val tomorrow. We get to record an episode. It's like, brings me so much happiness. So I'm
yes,
so excited.
It's just nice to just kind of put everything aside and like, I mean, we can't be on our phones because we're having to FaceTime and then nothing else can really distract us. So it's nice.
It's nice.
Just like a nice little 30 minutes, half hour, or 30 minutes to an hour of just kind of chit-chatting. It's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, and also just, like, if anything did happen in the world, like, we wouldn't know for the next 30 minutes, you know? Like,
the Capitol could be stormed, and we
would right. Oh, my gosh. Well, welcome to – is this episode – I don't even know what episode number this is right
six?
Now.
Six? I think it's six.
Okay. Because episode – we had – episode 5, and then we released our first ever bonus episode, which was a re-release from before. So this is 6.
Yes.
Man, I can't believe it. I can't believe we're, like, closer to 10 than we are to 1, you know?
Oh, my goodness. It feels like just yesterday we were like, let's start a podcast.
Yeah. It feels like yesterday we were doing that fun thing where I was joking that we should have a podcast, and you were joking back.
Oh, my
we
gosh,
were serious.
Yes.
We both were like, is this girl for real?
So can this actually happen or no?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm very excited. Episode 6. Here we go. Before we get into that, though, we hope you enjoyed last week's re-release. And also, we have some listener responses to read to you from a couple weeks ago. So do you want to read those, Val, or do you want me to take care of it?
Yes. Let me pull up our Instagram.
Perfect.
My mom called me about the Enneagram, and she actually did the research herself about how the wing is actually your the one of the ones next to your Enneagram that is most like you. So it's like between, so I'm a 7, so mine's either going to be a 6 or an 8. And she was like, I looked it up, and it's actually this. And I was like, oh, wow, I had no idea. We also had a listener, Rose, messaged me and was like, oh, yeah, by the way. And I still haven't figured out what my wing is, but, you know, maybe one day.
I mean, I don't think you have to have one also. I think you can also just be, like, a true 7.
Just a 7. Solid 7. Okay. We actually have a few responses. Okay, so...
Ooh.
One of the responses was you.
It was me.
Okay, so you're a 3 wing 2. Tati, she is a 1 wing 2. And then Rose, she said she's either a 7 or a 2. She's not completely sure. Because it does take some, like, I've had to take it a bunch of times to make sure I was a 7. Like, I was like,
right.
I don't know. Did I answer those right? Was I in a weird mood when I answered those? she thinks she's a 7 or a 2. She's still not sure. Those are the
Perfect.
Two that I kind of go back and forth between two. The 2 is my next best one, which obviously is not my wing anymore, but...
Right.
So those were our responses.
Well, yay! Seems like we have some, like, pretty sensitive and, like, caring, nurturing listeners out there.
Yes.
Imagine that.
What a coincidence. It's like they like listening to us, and you're a 3 and a 7, and...
It's like it takes a caring person to give a shit about what we're talking about every week.
Very interesting.
All right, well, this week we are talking about, I think, something really fun. We're talking about being a control freak.
Yes, which is something I feel like I've most recently realized about myself. Just in social situations and relationships, friendships, my life, just everything. I'm a control freak, I think.
Yeah, I think I resisted that label a long time. Like, I would get so offended, and I would be like, I'm not a control freak. I just, like, know how I like things. I, like, you know, listing all the reasons I was a control freak.
You know, I always told myself, there is nothing wrong with knowing what you want. Mm-hmm. And then the more research I did, the more therapy I went to, I realized, you know, it might be a symptom of trauma. But if I embrace being a control freak and I remember where that control freak comes from, then it's all good.
Yeah.
As long as I'm not harming anyone.
Right. That's the key. It's, you can, and that's like what we're talking about is, well, the main, I guess, reason that we wanted to talk about this was you had some Instagram stories after your workout a few days ago, and I was, like, loving the message that you took away from them. So do you want to, like, recap that a little bit so that everybody can have some insight onto where this idea for this episode came from?
Yes. Okay, so I actually had no clue that when I went on my – I almost didn't go on my Instagram story about this, by the way. So we wouldn't even be talking about this. I'm so glad you did.
Yeah.
So I worked out, and my week last week was absolutely insane with work. So I was feeling stressed and overwhelmed and tired. I'm still tired, but, you know, I'm not as overwhelmed as I was. Mm-hmm. And so I had done my workout, and at the end, the trainer – I do my workouts on video, so there's a trainer who instructs you to do – workouts because that's how I function. Mm-hmm. And so at the end, she was talking about how the world is absolutely insane right now, you know, like with the pandemic, and need I remind you guys all of the crap that we're going through. And so 2020 obviously was hell. The beginning of 2021 has been a mess. Mm-hmm. And so she was saying that in a world where, like, everything seems out of control, and if your life feels out of control, you can focus on, like, the small things that you can control. Like, your sleep, your breathing is something you can control. How you react to things, what you eat, your rest, moving your body, exercise. Those are all things that you can control. And so something that I've always, like, has been my why, I guess, was because I needed a sense of control over my life, over my body, over my mental health. And mm-hmm. so I just wanted to, like, remind everybody, like, when in my life, I can't control my work. I can't control how much work I have to do. I can't control how many events we have to attend virtually, obviously. Mm-hmm. And so in that moment, I was just like, wow, I can control these 30 minutes of my day, and the rest will just kind of fall back together. So yeah. there's my soapbox for the day.
I just love that. I mean, obviously, I had heard it all because I reacted to it on Instagram, obviously. But, like, I'm just glad that everybody else is now going to have some context, because I really, really like that, just, like, the process of how you got there, you know, like you were doing something good for yourself, and not only doing that, but you were also, like, being introspective about other things in your life. And I don't know, I really enjoyed those stories. I'm glad that you didn't decide to not put them up.
Me too. I was like, I don't know, it might not be insightful enough. I always feel that way about myself. I'm like, am I insightful enough? Is someone gonna listen to me? But I'm glad that we're talking about it now, because that actually is something long term that has always driven me to move myself towards a better place. Mm-hmm. Like, when I first started working out and eating healthy, it was because I was eating all, like, emotionally eating. I was mm-hmm. not taking care of myself. I was drunk all the time, and I realized one day, like, I need to control my life. And so my why to keep going has always been having a sense of control. And so I kind of forgot about that, honestly, until just now.
Yeah.
Like, that's where it started.
Yeah, I feel like my, like, honestly, because I feel like for, we both are health conscious, but in, like, different ways, which is why I'm glad that you and I, like, trust each other's opinions and, like, give each other so many, like, pieces of advice and insight, because, like, you are so knowledgeable about the, like, feeding yourself and moving your body aspect, and then I feel like I am pretty knowledgeable about, like, what we're putting on and around our bodies and, like, that aspect of it. And so I just appreciate, like, because I feel like my journey in, like, the health sphere or whatever kind of started similarly, in just that I wanted to control things. Like, I learned the types of things that were in household products, and I learned, you know, how toxic that stuff can be, and so I wanted a sense of control over, like, the things in my house and, like, the products in my house, and that's where that came from. So it's funny that, like, sort of our
they go hand in hand.
Those, I mean, health, like, journeys, yeah.
Yeah, because, like, if you think about it, your environment is a kind of, not reaction, a result of, like, who you are and how you are, you know, making your own space, especially nowadays. Like, your home is your environment at this point, if you're being, if you believe in this pandemic that's going on. And
believe in it.
If you believe in the pandemic, I mean,
I know.
I don't think those people would listen to this. Anyways, anyways, on to the main topic. So, your environment is basically your surroundings, and so if it's full of toxic chemicals, then
yeah,
you know,
how do you expect yourself to feel in that?
Yes.
Space.
Thank
yeah.
you for finishing that.
Yeah. Well,
I didn't
that's
know how
like
to explain that.
That's like what I try to explain to people too, and like we can get off this topic because this is, we can do a whole different episode about this. But that's what I try to explain to people when they don't understand why I want to control the products in my home, because I'm like, I genuinely feel better. Like, I didn't realize before that I shouldn't just get random headaches from, like, cleaning my bathroom, and I shouldn't just, like, random little things like that shouldn't just be happening to me. I shouldn't be getting a cold from having to stay inside multiple days in quarantine because my air quality isn't satisfactory and I wasn't aware of it, or, like, you know, whatever your specific case is, I guess. So,
yeah.
But I think that that's where control comes from, is just those, like, million little things that we realize we don't have control over the course of our lifetime. And then depending on what type of person you are, you can either live with the fact that you don't have control over all these things and just go about your business as normal, or you're the most of the rest of the world and you try to find a way to control something else and make you, like, feel like you have some sort of, like, push or pull in this world.
Right. Yeah. And, like, if you think about it, if you go a long time without controlling anything, like, you're letting life live you, then long term, what's going to happen? Like, you're going to be overwhelmed. You're going to feel a mess, which I feel like a mess most of the time anyways, but, but it's going to be even worse. And you're just going to go down a rabbit hole and not even live your life. So for me, being a control, quote unquote, control freak is just a way to allow yourself to live a little bit, which it could be good. It could be bad. I mean,
yeah.
And I'm talking about, like, the good control freak part of yourself, not the whole, like, relationship and friendship type thing.
Yeah, we could have a whole nother episode on, like, toxic control, but I think we mostly wanted to focus on, like,
yes,
we wanted to point out a few things that in our lives that are positive, that give us a sense of, you know, good control, not bad control, and just also talk about that topic in general. And I also do think that most of the time when people are talking about control or being a control freak, they are talking about that negative side of it. And it's just like anything else. Like, if you are too controlling or not controlling enough, like, both of those things are bad. Like, there has to be a middle ground. Yeah, and so I'm glad that we're talking about the part of it that doesn't always get talked about, right. You know?
Yeah, and, like, too much of the good controlling can end up being bad.
Right.
Like, if I got to a point when I first, it was, like, the first year or two after I started working out and eating healthier, I got too controlling about the food I was putting in my body. And so we went to Florida, and we went to a restaurant that literally only had fried food. Mm-hmm. And granted, I had a drink or two, so I was a little, you know, emotional because of that. But, like, we got back to the room and everything, and I, like, wanted to cry because I ate so much fried food. And then after that, I took a look back, and I was like, that's probably not a good thing that I was literally crying because I had chicken tenders and fries. Like, there is nothing wrong with indulging and letting go for a week or, you know, however long you want to. And so I was getting too controlling in that sense. So it can be, it can have negative effects of being too controlling over what you're eating, moving your body. Like, if you control it too much, it can actually get you out of control. And so you have to remember that middle ground and stop it before it gets to that point.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, like, just like you were describing, I've had moments like that too, where, like, even with things, I mean, I'm sure there were things before Laurel, but, like, most of the things I can think about are right now off the top of my head are Laurel things. Like, when we first had her, there were a lot of times where I wanted to control, like, the way Jason was, like, putting on a diaper or making a bottle, and, like, would try to control those things, and had to eventually just be like, he's going to do it right. It might not be the same way, but it's still going to be right. And, like, huh, I don't know. It's when those things, step over that other line. You can't get to the point where it's, like, encroaching on anybody else, but you also can't let it get to the point where it's encroaching on anything else in your life, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So, well, what are some of the things that you do that you feel like are positive control, or that you do that you might want to remind yourself to do when you feel out of control and you want to come back to that middle ground a little bit more?
So, one thing that has been helping me recently, because I am working from home and I am sitting on my butt 40 plus hours a week. The main thing that has helped me recently is working out before my day starts. And with work being busy, that hasn't been possible. So a part of me has felt out of control. But when I do wake up early and get enough sleep at night, so I'm able to wake up early and move my body for 30 minutes, like literally just 30 minutes before work, that has really helped my mood throughout the day and my energy throughout the day. So I guess it would be a mix of rest and moving my body. That's probably the main thing that recently has been most helpful.
Yeah. For what me, about you? Like, I think that the go-to thing in my head is always, like, my environment is often makes me feel, like, out of control or, you know, flustered or whatever. So I always will try to, like, pick up just a couple of things. Like, if my desk is messy, I'll be like, let me just put the things on my desk away. Also setting – you guys can't see it, but I'm pointing to a diffuser right now, setting, like, a diffuser or lighting, like, a non-toxic candle so that you can kind of, like, bring – or even lighting incense or sage or whatever you have, like, just sort of bringing, like, your senses somewhere else, like, out of whatever moment you're in. If you can, like, get busy with something to take your mind off of it for a minute, I feel like is the main way that I do it. And most of that is, like, cleaning or changing my environment up a little bit or whatever.
Another one that has helped me, which is very simple and not, I don't know, I guess it could have benefits, but taking a bubble bath and, like, watching a movie or a show, literally, like, pamper yourself. Like, I have a full-on, like, bath pillow. I have a plug that you can, the overflow hole, you can cover that up and have like a deeper bath. Get some bubbles, get a bath bomb, and light some candles, get your laptop, throw on your favorite show, and just like 20 minutes, literally 20 minutes, just sit in there and watch your show. Don't have your phone. I'm so bad at keeping my phone, and then I just end up texting, and like, it's just not. So that is something that I use to kind of zone out, I guess. Whereas like during my workout, I'm focused on, you know, moving my body, but like where I'm away from the world is bubble bath. So get some water or wine and just relax. That's something that has been also very helpful this year.
And you, I will say, I'm sure you have plenty of bubble baths off of Instagram, but every single one of them that's been on Instagram has looked so relaxing, so.
Yes, and it's something that I've done for a long time, like years. Like, that's like my go-to if I need a quick self-care thing, just 20 minutes. And so over the years, I've learned more and more of how to spoil myself when it comes to bath time. So I'm like, a pillow. There's a TikTok that she has a little portable jet, so you can like plug it in and put it in the water, and it will have jets in your bath.
Oh my gosh,
which I really want. There's also a towel warmer. Oh my gosh, like I don't want
I did not know because those things my bathroom, even existed.
Oh my gosh, yes. I mean, my bathroom's not big enough for stuff like that right now, but one day I'm going to have all of that.
I feel that. That's the best. Well, mine that's like get away from the world is I have lately been making myself not have my phone after 10:30 p.m. and before 8:30 a.m. so I can like set alarms and stuff like that, or like Mondays I have my work call at 8 a.m. so like obviously I have to like get on the physical like phone.
You should be,
but
like,
I don't get
no,
on.
No, I can't.
I have phone boundaries until 8:30, so I won't be there till 8:30. Oh my gosh, no, but it's been good for me because I have like a little bit of time, you know, typically in the evening where there's at least a couple minutes that I'm not like staring at social media.
Yeah.
But I have a huge issue too with like, I guess, just like we were talking about a couple weeks ago, like if I'm on social media too much, I'll start to compare my life with other people's lives on social media, or even with like how I made my life look a few days ago on social media or whatever. So it's just good for me to have that time right before bed, like right before I turn my brain off, and then right when I wake up in the morning and turn my brain back on, to like not be in anybody else's world except my own. And it honestly has changed a lot of my, like I fall asleep faster and I wake up easier. And last night I actually didn't do it because it was the Super Bowl and I slept through my alarms this morning. And so,
oh my gosh, whoa, that's really telling about, I mean, honestly, it's kind of good that you did that, because now you know that controlling how much time you were not on your phone at night and in the morning is actually really beneficial. I'm gonna actually start trying that, because I'm so bad about like scrolling TikTok at 11:30 at night, and it's fine if you want to like scroll TikTok. I'm not shaming people who,
because
I do it all, you know, not all day because I'm working, but like outside of work, yes, I'm scrolling TikTok and it's addicting. And so I just realize how much it interrupts my sleep schedule. Mm-hmm. And so that it goes hand in hand with, like, you know, controlling your sleep, controlling your mental health is your phone time, because that's something that takes over all of our lives.
Yeah. So that's been really, really helping me. And obviously not everybody is like as – I'm sure there are people in the world that, like, don't scroll TikTok and Instagram all day. But, like, I haven't met those people, so – I don't know.
Yeah, I'm like, if you are one of the, if you're somebody who actually can go, I'm pretty sure Preston does not have that.
I was going to say, Jason's like,
not. I'm like, if you know someone, send them my way.
We're literally partnered with.
Preston refuses to download TikTok because he sees how many I send him.
So does Jason.
They're the sane ones.
Mm-hmm. But I think it's good because, like, only one partner can be on TikTok, or else just, like, what's happening in the household? You wouldn't...
The two brains would be mush. I mean, we can only handle one mush brain.
Right. You know? Raise your hand if you're the mush brain partner.
That's us. You can't see, but we're raising our hands.
This is what happens when two mushy brain control freaks start a podcast.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I mean, I think that's pretty much all I have to say on that topic, is just, like, find the things that make you feel in control but in a positive way so that you don't have to default to those negative control factors.
Yes. Yeah. Like, if you – I get overwhelmed so easily, and it's something that I've always struggled with. Mm-hmm. And so, like, especially with time. Like, time is a huge thing that I stress out about. And so – when you find yourself, like, getting all frazzled, because I do that all the time, mm-hmm. just, like, take a step back, take a breath, and be like, okay, what can I control about this? Like, you can't control time, mm-hmm. but you can control how you react about time. You can control how, you know, the mundane, very small tasks of your day. Like, just go to sleep, or make your bed, or fold
or drink water. Drink freaking water.
Oh, my gosh. I sent you a TikTok today. I'm not sure if you responded, but it was like,
no, I saw it.
You drinking water today? Uh-huh. And I literally shook my head, and she goes, oh, no, that's not going
to
work.
I hadn't either when you sent it to me. Jason and I watched it, and I was like, I have not had any water today.
I didn't have one cup. I was drinking my, like, second cup of coffee, and I'm like, oh, God. Water.
I mean, I guess it's bean water, so, like, kind of counts.
That's true. There's water in it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just so glad that you talked about that on your Instagram stories, because...
Me too.
I think... And I would have never thought about, like, a bubble bath as a way to, like, feel some sense of control, but that's honestly so smart. Yeah. You pick, like, what it smells like, how warm it is, how bubbly it is, what show is what.
You can have the lights on or off. You can have it hot. You can have it cold. You can do whatever the hell you want.
The possibilities are endless, people.
Endless bath opportunities. You can read. You can watch Netflix. You can do whatever. So, just find little things that you can control and stick to those. And, like, long term, like, you won't see a automatic shift in your life, I don't think. Like, say, when you started your phone rule, I bet you did not see an automatic, like, you were probably like, it's not even working. And then 2 weeks go by, and then one day you don't follow that task that, or that control rule that you have, and it didn't work. And so long term, after you control all these little things within your life that you can do, long term, you'll see really good results. So
yeah. And I just think too, like, I know we both struggle with, like, our own, like, anxieties and things like that. So just, like, take care of, like, if you know something is inevitable for you, just take care of it and go ahead and do it. Yeah. Like, for me, feeling a sense of control, or having the desire to feel a sense of control, is inevitable. So I'm not going to try and, like, stop myself from having the desire to control things, because that's just unrealistic. So just like you said, like, I'm just going to pick some things I can control and remind myself that that's good enough, and that I'm controlling these things, and all the things that I'm controlling are going well. So